Lake Macquarie, north of Sydney, is Australia's largest coastal saltwater lagoon, and it's teeming with marine life. But past industries and coal-fired power stations have left a toxic legacy, potentially exposing fishermen to dangerous levels of heavy metals. Recent testing by authorities obtained by the ABC has revealed high levels of cadmium in crabs, which can cause kidney disease damage in people who eat them regularly, yet there's been no significant attempt to warn the public. Ben Millington filed this exclusive report.
Lake Macquarie is a fisherman's paradise, but two fishing spots are surprisingly popular.
There's warm water coming out of that outlet and it attracts the fish, especially during wintertime.
Neil Wynn lives next to Vales Point Power Station, one of two ageing coal-fired plants at the southern end of Lake Macquarie. The stations use water from the lake to cool the plants, and areas around the outlets are irresistible to anglers.
It's a very popular area for fishing and crabbing, especially crabbing. People come here just to target the crabs, especially the mud crabs.
But the area is badly contaminated with heavy metals, according to extensive water and sediment sampling done by the local Hunter Community Environment Centre. For nearly two decades, the New South Wales Environment Protection Agency has warned people not to eat more than 2 to 3 servings of fish from the lake a week due to high levels of selenium. Now, new sampling by the EPA shows that not only have levels of selenium in fish failed to decrease, but crab meat contained high levels of cadmium.
The bottom-dwelling organisms are absorbing the cadmium in the sediment to such an extent that it's becoming unhealthy to eat.
Paul Wynn, of no relation to Neil Wynn, is a researcher with the Environment Centre and obtained the results of the EPA's seafood testing under Freedom of Information. The raw data shows the safe number of mud crab servings a week is 0. For blue swimmer crabs, it's 0 for children and 1 150-gram serving for adults per week. But this significantly differs from what was publicly shared at the very bottom of a media release in January.
Dietary advice for cadmium remains consistent, and people can safely consume 6 servings per month of crab meat. And a child under 6 years old can safely consume 3 servings a month.
Paul Wynn.
I find it astounding that the EPA can brush over such an important public health issue. There's some 250 tonnes of sea life that's caught by recreational fishermen in Lake Macquarie, so it's a significant public health issue.
Professor Melissa Haswell is from the School of Public Health at Queensland University of Technology.
This does seem to be a bit of a disjoint between the risk assessment and the recommendation.
Professor Haswell's expertise is studying cadmium in seafood. She says she would be very cautious about eating crustaceans from southern Lake Macquarie.
The concern about cadmium is the fact that our bodies can't really get rid of it. So it accumulates and our kidneys can't excrete it. And people can tolerate a certain amount of cadmium in their kidneys without having health effects. However, if that builds up, it can contribute to renal failure.
Professor Haswell says the EPA also only tested claw meat from crabs, which generally has lower levels of cadmium. She says people with kidney problems, chronic diseases like diabetes, and the elderly are already more vulnerable.
And because cadmium builds up, people who have eaten a lot of these animals in the past may already be at levels that could be concerning.
And that's Queensland University of Technology's Professor Melissa Haswell, ending Ben Millington's report.